Mike, never got started today, really, did you?
No, we never. We're out fought, out battled all over the park, and I felt that they certainly wanted it a lot more than us and made it really difficult for us. And didn't really get any platform in the game, couldn't get any territory, so made it a difficult afternoon for us.
I know you do get days like today, but why? Why do you think it was so flat? Because obviously you won 6-0 in midweek, so you didn't prepare any different?
No, nothing different at all, really. for me, it's not about how you prepare for that, because cup ties are completely different. And obviously they've been fantastic on Tuesday night, and training was really bright on Thursday. And I would never have been able to tell you that that was coming, but it did come, and it's something that they've got to deal with and we've got to deal with collectively now. I think that some of them need to have a look at themselves after today. We talked about consistency, and it's not, you know, we're 4-0 coming into today, but we're about putting it together for longer periods. And I have to question the character within the group that are not able to deal with these kind of games and situations, and find that in a desire to go and get something out of the game. I mean, you know, if we're not on it from an attacking perspective, the least we could have come away from here was a 0-0, and we had several chances to clear the ball for that first goal and didn't do it effectively. And then the second goal, obviously, we were pushing. We had five up front at that point, so they were always going to catch us on the break, and a bit of quality, and they scored. So I get that, and it makes the scoreline a little bit worse to look at. But at the end of the day, the first goal's criminal from our perspective, in terms of how we deal with that and clearing our lines, like I said. But we didn't have any attacking threat today. No, you know, it's easy for them as a back three or a back five to come and press us, and if they're winning them constantly, the flow of the game kept going towards our goal. So there wasn't one of our front four at all, really, that kind of got the other side of them and made them drop off and create space for us to play. None of them were winning their individual battles. When the ball came up to them, they were losing it. When it was coming to their feet, they were losing it. So that in effect gives Hensford confidence to come and challenge for everything, and they were winning everything and kept going towards our goal. So
it's been some honest words in the dressing room, just?
Yeah, just more so, like, you know, at no point today did that look like a cup tie, you know, and like it felt like just maybe a pre-season game, maybe a league game, but not a local derby and an FA Cup tie. And for me, how I look at that, you know, how we set up to play was playing with an energy and tempo that we did on Tuesday night, and we have done in the last few weeks. And how I see that working is when we don't have the ball, is people sprinting and pressing and working out, and they're not sprinting. They think they are, but they're not sprinting. They're jogging towards the ball, which means they think they're putting pressure on the ball, but they're not really. They've got time to play.
Going through the motions.
Yeah, I would sum us up as being in second gear, and not, like, you know, sometimes you can get away with that if you've got two or three that are in second gear and the rest are, you know, somewhere near the top of the game. But when you've got as many as we did today in second gear, you've got no chance. We were reactive today, not proactive. We were waiting to be beat today from looking on from where we were, but that's not how we set up, that's not how we went out, and certainly not what we wanted from the game, obviously. So